Portions of the show may be previously recorded. Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and I've got a special kind of guest for you today. Do you ever wonder how we make multi-million dollar decisions? Do it at a drop of a hat? Well, to be able to make those kinds of decisions and to make them accurately and to make them in a way that's effective enough for us to become multimillionaires, we have to have some insider information. And to do that, we go to a friend of mine. Been a friend of mine now for must be 20 years. I'll have to ask him to find out for sure. But this gentleman runs the largest data service in the country. His name is Bruce McClenney, and he's with ApartmentData.com. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dale. It's glad to be with you.
That's the first time I've talked to you when we're not partying.
That's true.
No, I'm just kidding you. So, hey, let's talk about this for a second. You got to get excited about what you do here. These people here on the radio are either regular members or investors, or they're going to be investors. And they want to know what it is that a data company like yours does for them. And if you could give them some insight into that and a little bit of how to use you.
Okay, well, we've been doing this for 36 years, and we do it the old-fashioned way, is that we have a call center, and we call apartments every day, all day long, and get updates on their rents by floor plan type and policies, and keep up with the management and who's going where and changing like that. So we're keeping up with the changes in the industry on an ongoing basis, and I think the best thing that we can offer to the industry is just to understand the trends, you know, where the trends are, where things are moving, and how to take advantage of that.
Well, boy, you make it real simplistic. there's a lot more that you do than that. I got to hire you a promotional guy, Bruce. Come on.
Okay.
That's a pretty simplistic explanation of it. Let's talk about what you're
looking for my next gig.
So. Let's look at what you're tracking, okay? What are you tracking from people, Bruce? You're tracking, obviously, what you said there, rents, right? Do you track sales at all?
No, we don't get into sales or transactions. We're just mainly focused on the rent movement. You know, that allows us to really, you know, focus our efforts on a narrow scope of how the market's moving. And we're focused on rents. We're not focused on transactions. We've looked at that before, and the thing that has, you know, since we're Texas based and have primarily most of our focus in Texas, although we've expanded over the years into other metros across the Southeast and Southwest, Texas is kind of a veiled on the transaction, the state of transactions and what the dollar amounts are. So it makes it a little bit more problematic in keeping up with that in Texas. And I'm sure you're aware of that.
Either you do the calling or we do the calling, right? Somebody's got to find out what everybody else is charging for rent. There's no doubt about that.
And we have, we have some methods to help us, you know, break through and get the cooperation from the properties. We also have a locator network that we keep up and that the properties know that, you know, the rents that they're giving us also goes through this locator realtor network that might result in somebody showing up through that method of traffic. We're also working on some brand new ways to thank the properties for their participation and giving them some information about what's going on in their area as a thank you, you know, to keep the flow going of information from the properties to us.
Well, that's an interesting point, because one of the questions I've always had was, you know, how do you keep them being honest? I've seen certain nationalities and clienteles believe the way you make this thing work is you lie high. Other nationalities and other clienteles believe the way you make this thing work is lie low. You're always trying to confuse your competition and so forth. But I see your locator method as being logical. Hey, if you lie too high, no one's going to come to you. And if you lie too low, no one's going to rent when they get there because you told them the wrong rent. So that has some logic to it. I get that. Without giving away your trades. Secrets, is there anything else you do to try to keep those people, you know, honest?
Not really. I mean, it kind of works out over time. You know, because we're consistently calling month after month after month, you know, those things kind of work themselves out and smooth themselves out. You know, and the other thing too is that we noticed over the years is that, you know, it all depends on what position you're in as an owner. You know, if you're paying taxes, you want to, you know, lie low. And if you're selling, you know, if you're in the sales position, you want to lie high. So, you know, we kind of get them caught in between there. So
that's good points. Those are good points. So you ever run into a deal where, like, one set of employees will tell you one set of numbers and a week later a different employee tell you totally different numbers?
It's not out of the realm of possibilities, for sure.
That's good. So let's talk about aggregating this information for a second. Then the people that are listening to us here, I'm going to assume we're going to fall into, first of all, first-time owners that don't know what your product is or how to get to you, which we want to make sure they get that today, and how they would buy the data they would want for their chunk, their first apartment complex. How do they buy that data? What building block do you have for just that kind of a person? Then we're going to have some people out here that are like Lifestyles members that have maybe one or two or three apartments, or maybe even four or five. You know, they got a little baby portfolio, and how do they buy that chunk from you? I don't think we've got, you know, any major apartment complex people listening here, because they don't want their employees to listen to me, because they might all quit, retire, get rich, and go away. So they don't want their people listening to me. So it's got to be probably those beginner people. How should those people look at buying the data from you, Bruce? What do you think is the most valuable thing that they should buy into, and what size chunks, and how do you sell it to them?
Yeah, we have a couple of different models. You know, a corporate data model, before, you know, when you're just out there searching, looking for apartments and those kind of things. And then once you get your portfolio going, we have a property participation model that that really zeroes in on that property and its competitors, and even goes out further to something that we've created called potential competitors. We've got a price guidance model now. We've created a revenue management piece that's quite simplistic in terms of when you think about, and less costly than when you think about the other models that are out there that the institutional property managers are using through, like, RealPage or Yardi or some of these other big providers. So, you know, we can help the property understand how to price each particular floor plan individually and understand, you know, better how to guide through the, you know, the times that we're in and maximize rents to the trends.
Okay. So I'm going to try to recap this just a second and make it a little easier for the average person that's not in the business yet, doesn't quite understand what we're talking about. So let's change it up a little bit. So the first model is, you said, really an open market model for someone who's getting ready to try to buy something. Is that what you're saying? Where you can kind of look up the rents on anything you'd be out there looking at?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that
and that model would persist through, you know, it gets you started and help you understand overall market conditions. And we can work with individuals on a custom basis as well. You know, it's like if they're not ready to commit on say, you know, understanding a whole metro.
With me today is Bruce McClenney out of Houston, Texas, and he is the owner of Apartment Data. He was explaining that he can work out a model for someone that is just starting in the business and, you know, wanting to look at data for a property they're trying to buy in a certain area. You can pick it back up there, Bruce, because I had to cut you off for the commercial. So please pick it up there and explain what you were explaining.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we were talking about a corporate data model where you can look at all the data in a metro, and that might be too big of a thing to take on at first, but then you can, you know, we work with you on a custom basis one by one. And then as you build your portfolio, you can keep that corporate model to expand your reach and search for properties around an area. And then we also get into the property participation, where we can really drill down and provide information at the property level for your managers and your supervisors to better understand the trends, and then even get into price suggestion models as well for your property.
So you're suggesting rental prices for everybody? Is that what you're saying, for the people that are paying?
Yeah, we're getting into that now. Yeah, we just developed that over the last couple of years.
Now, is that a, what do you call it, a logarithm, or how are you doing that?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's algorithms and things involved, but basically, we're taking our vast amount of data that we have, and we're breaking down basically every single floor plan that we have, which are, millions, and comparing it to other similarly sized floor plans in an area. And then we make suggestions based upon trends, and then we work with, we basically see that there's three different types of strategies when you price. One is to price for occupancy, which is below the trend, or just to keep up with the trends, or then to price above the trends, to lead the market. And so we give them the trends, and then they then have the guidance to make their own strategies on how to, it gives them the confidence to say, I feel like I can price my units based upon, now that I understand how the trends are going.
So I'm writing this down here because this is interesting to me. Do you have an explanation that we can share with our audience about why someone would choose trying to be the front of the market, outdoing the trends, or stick to the trends, or have a occupancy type agenda? Can you explain that to them, what the theories are? I mean, obviously you have to have it developed in your own mind, or you could not have created those models.
Sure. It depends upon the appetite or the attitude of the owner. Basically, is like, if you want to price below the trends, you're interested in not creating turnover. Which makes sense to me, as well, because if you create turnover by having a higher price, you incur costs to turn those units, your marketing costs and getting that unit ready again, whatever you might have to do to refurbish that unit for the next tenant. So, that strategy is valid, and I understand it. Just keeping up with the trends is kind of a safe mode as well. You're kind of middle of the road, not too hot, not too cold, kind of a, Goldilocks scenario. I just want to stay up with the trends. And then those that want to beat the trends are more aggressive and say, I'm going to set the stage for this market. I'm going to lead the market. And because of that, I know I'm going to have turnover, but when I have turnover and the market trends are going up, I know I can, reprice my units quickly to take advantage of those.
Okay. Now I'm going to add on top of that, my idea of why someone would do each one of those. Okay. The first one, the occupancy model, I'm assuming that's an owner, and that's a long-term owner. That'd be somebody like me, Bruce, who's owned stuff for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. They're holding on to it. It's cash flow to them. And for those of us who own our own properties, we know that turnover is the number one cost other than inflated property taxes or insurance. But other than those two, talking about turnover is what kills you. So if you can keep your people, you keep your prices just a little bit below everybody else, best product, best price, and you have a good bottom line profitability. The second one, the trend followers. This one's going to be a slap in the face to somebody, but I think it's everybody who hires a property management company. And a property management company out there just says, look, we don't really make any money if you get rich. We don't make any money if you get poor. We just want to keep your business, so we're going to hit the trend. We're going to say, look, we're right there with everybody else. You know, when you pull up the, you know, Bruce's data, there we are, right smack dab in the middle of it. So we're pulling our own. And the last one, the want to be a market leader, I'm thinking that's developers. They're wanting to get their property out there. They need very, very high rents to be able to make the value that they're trying to sell the thing out at, that they've sold the bank on, that they could hit these numbers. I'm talking about REITs who really don't care. They're looking for getting it up there and getting the numbers turned so we can turn these properties and make some profits, or sellers in general, the same thing, that they're pushing those numbers hard. Because they're trying to create some value. Would you agree with those three sort of
absolutely. Those are great characterizations. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. As we go into this, are you running into, well, I want, before I go into that, I want to ask you this. You said you're going into different markets now other than the Houston market. What other markets are you in for people out there? Wherever it is, don't be afraid to bring it up here.
Okay. So, you know, we, like I said, early on, we've been in Houston. We got our start in Houston 36 years ago, and then we, you know, the next natural progression was out into the other major markets of Texas, which are Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio. And then in 2014, we were purchased by Salt Creek Capital, and they came in and liked our model and gave us some you know, injection to make these great moves out. And we went to Phoenix, Tucson. We're in Atlanta, Nashville, Orlando, Tampa, and Jacksonville, and Charlotte and Raleigh, Durham. And we're, you know, all the time looking on how to expand into other markets. But that's where we are right now.
Well, that's great, because those are a lot of the markets that we have a lot of activity in. So those are good markets. We're going to take a short break. Be right back with Bruce McClenny and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The rich get richer and the poor get poorer, not because that's the way it's set up, but because of the knowledge.
When put into action, knowledge is power. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we empower you to live the lifestyle of your dreams through passive real estate income. For over 30 years, our successful members share their knowledge through case studies, classes, and mentoring. Tap into the knowledge. Attend a free workshop online. Register now at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Bruce McClenny out of Houston, Texas. He is the owner of the Apartment Data. I've known him for some odd 20 years. And when we get into this segment right here, Bruce, I'd like you to talk to us about how someone buys your product. Is it, do we sit down with someone and talk about what our data needs are? Do we just do it over the internet or email type stuff? Is there a pick list of stuff we pick from? How do I decide what I'm going to purchase from you? And how often do we review that?
Okay. I prefer doing things in person. I really like to have that interaction with people. But, you know, since Zoom has come around for all the obvious reasons, it makes it easier to connect to people you know, from up far and not have to necessarily be with them. But we take on a very a consultative approach. You know, we want to, you know, to provide the tools, but then also some background and understanding and how to interpret the data. I mean, that's part of what we do and want to be a part. And we're very anxious and willing to work with people all up and down their organization, you know, because, I mean, the people that need to understand this are at every level of your organization, from a property manager to a supervisor to asset managers to all the way up to the owners. So, you know, we want to work with everybody in the organization and understand how they might approach using data and try to fit in, with how they want to use data.
Does your company produce classes of any kind or, you know, just stuff, you know, like little YouTube type presentations that they can watch to get an idea of what you do?
We're starting to get into that a little bit more. We have a YouTube channel now, and you can, you know, from our site, get into all our videos that we produce on various things about our program. And, you know, it comes from a training perspective, but, you know, we have people out in the field that work directly with the properties and the management companies, and they're starting to produce videos on a very regular basis about explaining what's going on in a particular market from time to time.
Those sound very interesting. How would we or someone out here in the marketplace get to that information? Is there a website they can go to or?
Yeah, it's apartmentdata.com. Yep.
Okay. Right at the main website.
Yes.
All right. So as we get into this here again, I'm going to ask you a little bit more difficult question. Who needs this data? I mean, obviously everybody could benefit from it to some degree, but at what point would you, if I were, you know, sit down and have a cocktail with you, which we've done many times, would you say, Dale, you can't survive without this. You need this.
What frustrates me is that so many times data is kind of pigeonholed into one person, possibly. And I can understand that. I mean, you got to have somewhat of an analytical background or leaning to want to jump into this and to understand this. Other people might just say, you know, I'm going to give it to this person and they're going to tell me what I need when I ask for it. We're out somewhat on a evangelical mission to say that, you know, we're trying to find ways to bring data up to you and give you the clues for those people that are not wanting to look at a market survey. A market survey is just kind of boring and it takes a lot of work to break down, and market surveys have been the standard for this industry ever since day one of whenever the first apartment was built, and then the second one came along to compete against it. You know, so we're trying to bring up new tools that show, hey, here's some changes you might be interested in. You know, here's a 30-day trend and give it, you know, produce these dashboards and tools for people that, you know, that aren't that, you know, analytical and just, you know, just give me the facts, please. And so that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, we would like everybody to be as intuitive as we are, but we understand, you know, all people aren't like that. There's, you know, other people in other parts of the organizations are more interested in marketing and sales and those kind of things, and they just need the data when they need it and need somebody to help them understand it. And we're there to help in that regard, and hopefully there's, you know, the organization is such that they have people that can help them, that we can supply the data that can be the tool to do that.
Your experience of many years, how often do you see people hitting up the data source, you, of course, how often do you see them researching that? Is this something they do weekly, monthly? How often are they doing this stuff?
Oh, there's people in it every day. I mean, you know, certain, like, yeah, when we get into brokers and asset managers, you know, those people that I was talking about that are really, you know, analytical and that's their role in the organization, you know, they're in it daily. It's, you know, there's always something, some question that comes up about some property, you know, that you want to research, you want to give a quick piece of information on it. It is, it's there for you. And then we also have, you know, you can, you know, as you're writing about, you can access our data from your phone as well.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you some really tough questions that no one likes to get asked, and that's what do you think is going to happen with the economy questions along these lines? Okay. Obviously, the inflation has happened, and so you're seeing it. What are rents doing, and what are they going to do in the current and near future, do you see, and then maybe take it out to a year?
Okay. Well, rents everywhere have soared, and it's the supply demand imbalance to some degree, where and it's mainly happening from, you know, from the West Coast to the Northeast, and is flowing down, you know, primarily into the Southeast. And the markets that are performing best are, you know, the Florida markets, the Texas markets, the Arizona markets are the ones that are outperforming all other markets across the country. And the other element that's happened that is just amazing is what's happening in single family. You know, the price rises in single family, and the mortgage that it takes to secure a sale have, you know, it's 20-30% higher than it was, and so many people are getting priced out of buying a home, and the only other alternative left is to rent. And so the rental market is really reaping the benefits of that, and is creating more demand. So it's quite an unusual time. I've never seen a time like this before. I'm not sure how it can play out. You know, you just get into these price spirals.
Bruce, before we finish up here today, I want to make sure we get contact information out for you. Why don't you give everybody your best ways to get a hold of you and your company?
Yeah, my email is bruce@apartmentdata.com. If you go onto our site, there's a chat bot there that you can go into as well, just to post questions and somebody will respond to you.
Okay, so that's the easiest way, and apartmentdata.com, obviously.
Bruce@apartmentdata.com.
Too simple. Next question, more difficult. As you're looking at the data nationwide, are you witnessing what I think I'm witnessing, which is people are moving out of the big cities? Well, I'll make it even more politically incorrect. They're moving out of the Democratic big cities and moving to places what we'll call freer America, cheaper America, less taxes America, less crime America. Do you see that in your data, or am I just imagining that in my mind?
Now, that's happening, and that's what's driving the rents in the markets we're covering, you know, primarily in the Arizona markets, the Texas and the Florida markets, and Atlanta and Charlotte. All these, you know, all these markets are, you know, experiencing double digit increases over the last couple of years, and will probably continue at a much higher rate of trend even into next year because of the supply and demand imbalance. And then what we were talking about with the problems in single family sales. It's the only other alternative is to rent. They can't afford to buy.
You're seeing some of the same things I'm seeing.
Yes.
Whether that's good or not, I don't know, but it's happening. It seems to me that it's creating this massive, massive push on cap rate compression, rent increases. And here's the $24,000 question, which I don't think you and I, either one, are really qualified to answer, but I'm going to throw it out there and see what your economists that you're listening to are saying. The question comes down to, I'm getting it every day now, and I'm I'm actually taking my stand on it, my position on it, but that is what's happening is the interest rate increase is starting to set up a situation where the cap rate is going to end up being lower than the interest rate at some point, and you've got a negative arbitrage, and that just doesn't make sense to do business in that scenario. However, for me to say that and say, well, that is almost guaranteed proof that the prices will go down in apartments, someone else is sitting there right next to me saying, yeah, but rents are going up astronomically fast. If rents go up, all else stays the same. Your NOI goes up. If your NOI goes up, your cap rate goes back up. Boom. It works. How you see right. this?
Well, there is that element out there, you know, where you've got negative leverage, what you described. You know, where you do the math to say, you know, you take your profits before mortgage payments and then divide by the purchase price. And if that rate is less than, say, the interest on your mortgage, then you're in a riskier situation. And the only way to build out of that is to raise rents. And thank goodness we're in an environment where rents will continue to rise. And, you know, and I think a lot of the people that get into your organization are into these single family rentals. And that is a trend that is taking the nation over, and institutions are into it big time now. You know, and I think that's part of the problem of why we have such lack of supply on the sales side, is that big companies and institutions are buying these houses when they come up, and they're competing with other, you know, just single family buyers. And so the renting is going to be the way to go in terms of, you know, people out there looking for homes. You know, the only way they're going to be able to get into homes is on a rental basis. Because the prices are going to be too high for them to afford otherwise. So I think, you know, the movement toward higher rents will help that predicament that we just talked about.
Okay. So, well, we're coming to the end of the show here. I want to make sure you get one more chance to get your information out there before we go off, because we only have about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, this is Bruce McClenney, president of ApartmentData.com. You can get to me at bruce@apartmentdata.com. Love to hear from you. I'm always interested in talking to people that are out there really testing the market. I'm just kind of in a laboratory situation here, and love to hear real stories that I can relate to and apply the data to.
For the rest of you out there, remember this. He's all over the country. Just because he's located here in Houston, started in Houston like I did, we are now all over the country. I'm in actually all 50 states of the union. He named off all the major markets where we're getting most of our investments in. So, Bruce, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. The rest of you out there, remember this. It's not just the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.